Welcome to the 15th Club with your hosts, Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers. Ed and Scotty will bring you up to date on all the big news in the world of golf every Saturday on News Radio KLBJ.
It is time to tee it high and let it fly. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers, and welcome to the 15th Club on KLBJ Radio, live from Dirty Martin's Place, where it's pretty raucous this afternoon because the Longhorn football team won today. Orange defeated the White today 35-34. We got a lot of people who'd been to the basketball or been to the football game who are now here. They're watching pro basketball and watching Longhorn baseball as well. Longhorn baseball team leading TCU right now over Dishfalk Field. Our show, the 15th Club, proudly brought to you by ABC Bank, the Salt Lake Barbecue in Driftwood and Round Rock, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Munich Conservancy, Adele Goff, Donald Ross Sportswear, and Zilker Belts. Ed, Scotty, joined by Mark Brooks and Ben Clements today. Scotty, welcome back. It looks like you came in hale and hearty today from a wonderful last week in Augusta, Georgia, and then doing some work for Court Crenshaw. Welcome back to Dirties.
It's good to be here, Ed, and it's still the Scotty Shepherd show. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a broken record right now, but it sure is fun to watch him. He might have a bad round to start the tournament or an average round, and then he's so patient. He knows his game's going to kick in, and today he was – he said he hit one bad shot all day today.
Wow. He's at the RBC Championship at Hilton Head. Scotty Scheffler, minus 16, a brilliant 63 today. Sepp Straka from Vienna, Austria, and Athens, Georgia, is at minus 15. Colin Morikawa, minus 14. And Patrick Rogers and Ludvig Åberg at minus 13. It does look like the leaderboard last Sunday at Augusta. Mark Brooks, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm going to put Mr. Thagala in there at 13 as well.
So that would be Sahith Thagala.
Yeah, he's at 13. He was separated there by an ad on the website.
Pretty awesome golf by Scotty
Scheffler. It is. The odds are he won't shoot over par. He's got, I think that was either 38 or 39 straight, which is tied for second, believe it or not, with Fred Funk.
Wow.
Most rounds of par are better.
Is that right?
It is.
I'll be darned.
Who do you think's leading that?
Probably Tiger Woods.
That would be correct.
Thank you, sir.
By about 20.
Tiger has 52 in a row. That's the record.
52, yeah.
And then Scotty right now is sitting at 39, and then Fred Funk at 38.
He just passed little Fred.
He just passed Freddie Funk. Ben Clements, how are you?
I'm good. Scotty, I would ask you, you're the trivia man. Two guys have won the Masters and gone on to win the next week of the PGA Tour. Do you know who they are?
Bernhard Langer's one.
One of them.
That would be the green jacket and the checker jacket.
Did Nick Faldo ever do that?
Not Nick Faldo.
No? I don't know.
It was Gary Player in 1978.
Wee Laddie.
Yeah, and
Wee
then Bernhard Langer in 85.
Wow. As as Jim Nantz today, going from the green jacket to what he called the checkered jacket.
Oh, yeah, the green jacket to the checkered jacket.
The green jacket to the checkered jacket.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant that they have, I mean, it's predictable in what they should do, to have a small field event after the Masters to make sure there's not a letdown and they have a good field.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree because I think you have all the excitement. Everybody is jacked up about Augusta. Everything is heightened. The players are more emotional. They're more into it. They're physically exhausted after playing Augusta National, and you got to turn around the next week. I just disagree, Scotty. I just think
I'm saying for the viewers.
For the viewers?
So let's think about if it wasn't a small field event and it was one of these other deals where there's 10 guys that you've never heard of at the top of the leaderboard. Would you be watching?
No.
But are you watching this?
Yes, because it's a good point. Mark, your thoughts on that?
because he's smiling. Which way is he going?
I don't know.
I don't think it would matter what week it is. If it's a weak field, we're not going to watch.
Unless
we happen to know somebody in there.
Right.
And we know. And we do know a bunch of guys, so we would watch.
And we want it. And now I believe people are going to watch Scotty and Åberg, saying that the Sunday ratings for Augusta, 20% off last year.
But you know why. Y'all know why. Because of the apps. Because of Peacock. Because of the Masters app. Because of the CBS app. Nobody has, cable television. Not many people anymore. So you're tuning into the app. I know I did. I watched from the Masters app.
Part of that's included in the ratings, though. Some of the screaming is included in the ratings.
I stand corrected.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's...
He's just trying to quote Wyndham Clark here.
Yeah, you know? No, they figure that in there, Ben.
Do they?
And I don't know the answer to why the ratings were down 20%. Was it because Scotty pulled away on the 12th hole, maybe?
Well, no, they peaked there on the back nine. That's where it actually peaked, probably around Amen Corner, and then fell back off. I would say yes, because he had the three or four
heads. Well, I think when Ludwig hit it into the drink on 12, and then Morikawa had double nine and then double 11. I think it was pretty much in Scotty's hands.
Well, Max Homa was right there until he doubled 12, actually.
He was, yeah.
As well. So
yeah, he hit the bush.
11 and 12, again, took its toll on the challengers. And Scotty made a great bogey, actually, at 11. So it was pretty big deal there, which, in hindsight, that might have been his up and down to keep the wheels on.
But people that love golf, you're not going to turn it off just because Scotty's got a three- or four-shot lead. I think that's weird, though, still, that people, you know, they exited the telecast. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're sure not waiting on 60 Minutes anymore.
No.
that we can rest assured that's not the case that they used to hang in there.
Yeah.
I think it's because of all the garbage. I mean, I really do. I think it's taken a little bit of a toll that people are a little turned off. I think people are out on the golfers, people that would turn it on, they're out there playing golf right now. And I think to your point, but again, maybe it's factored in or not, they've got it on their phone. Somebody in the group does. So if we played a bunch of foursomes, maybe only one person has it on. So that just hurt my ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yes, people are out playing golf.
Well,
no
nobody,
doubt.
Nobody made that big move, though. Like you said, Max was trying to, and he couldn't really pull away. Oberg, you know, a lot of guys didn't make the big move to challenge him.
Yeah.
After the 12th hole, it was all but over, and it was the inevitable. Scotty would win.
And to this day, Tiger's still the only one that they're going to tune in and watch if he wins by 1 or 12. They're going to hang in to the very end. So.
And Tiger got dead last, which was... It was,
but he made the cut.
He made the cut, I think, but you hate to see him get dead last. But then you're right, he made the cut. He was there Sunday, and I, for one, watched a lot of his shots on Sunday. Just wanted to see what Tiger was doing. He was playing with the amateur, and it was fun to watch, but he, you know, he's not there yet. Is he?
Yeah, that's a qualified dead last, though. I mean, the dead last guys didn't get a tee time.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, they weren't playing Saturday or Sunday. So
that's right. I shouldn't be too harsh on my
sort of like
Tiger friend.
DLMDF, you know, dead last, made the cut, he sort of finished.
Yeah.
At least he finished.
At least he finished.
To him for finishing.
And he looked pretty good, actually. I mean, you know.
Better on Sunday, right?
Yeah, and that's a brutal place to walk, so. I think as far as his body, he kind of passed that test.
Yeah.
I do think so.
How much more is he going to play, though? Is he going to play in the PGA?
He'll play the majors, for sure.
Play the majors?
Maybe he'll show up at Jack's place. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Is Valhalla, is that a hilly golf course? I don't remember.
Moderately.
Moderately hilly.
No, nowhere near Augusta.
You're going to be there for the PGA Championship.
That's horse country.
Horse country.
Yeah, so they're more subtly rolling hills.
Is there a Mark Brooks plaque on Valhalla?
I'm certain there's not.
You won your PGA Championship.
There's probably a replica of something somewhere.
Let me ask you,
an old dirty pair of foot joys or something in there.
Mark, is Valhalla, of course, every course is good for Scotty these days, but is that one going to pull any weaknesses from him, or is that going to play to his strengths?
It's a pretty straightforward golf course. I talked about this last week. It's clearly a Nicklaus design, you know, from that era. So it's got a lot of similarities in shot values to Muirfield Village.
Okay.
Very similar. You know, but his green style doesn't change dramatically. You know, he might have had a little stretch there when, let's just say he wasn't thrilled the golf ball was going so far and he got a little crazy with the greens as a protector. But, no, it's very classic, you know, Jack Nicklaus design. And if you can put the ball in the right section of the green, you should have a pretty good opportunity.
512-836-0590. That's the phone number on the 15th Club Live from Dirty Martin's, our home away from home. Daniel, the general manager, said they think they might have had their biggest day in the history of Dirties today. Is that not phenomenal?
In 98 years?
In 98 years.
Day.
Yeah, they said they had a sorority that took over everything from 11 to 1. They had the then they had some people pre-gaming it before the Longhorns. Now a ton of people are here at Dirty's afterwards watching Longhorn baseball and NBA basketball.
Did you speak to them? Did you come to a private event visitation?
No, Scotty, I was working very hard in my yard today. I was doing yard maintenance today. Man, but if they would ask,
it's
I would.
It's funny because Mom said you disappeared for an hour.
I did speak before the Kappas this week, the Kappa alumni here in Austin. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I'll tell you about that sometime. Okay we got to take a break. If you'd like to chime in on the 15th Club, you can. Why do you think the ratings were down? And your thoughts on what Scottie Scheffler is doing on the PGA Tour. He leads again after three rounds at Hilton Head. 512-836-0590. Back from Dirty Martin's on the 15th Club right after this.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek.
Hi, this is Vern Lundquist. You're listening to the 15th Club with Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers on KLBJ.
That's pretty good right there.
That's pretty good, Vern. The great Vern Lundquist, who concluded his broadcasting career last Sunday at Augusta National. But you know what, Scotty and Mark and Ben, I believe there's probably a spot for him doing Austin High play-by-play on the radio next year. If he chose to do that, he could do that. I really could.
There's a seat here every week, there's, too, with the four of us.
That, can, that's
pull
exactly
up a fifth
right.
Chair.
That's right. Pull up a chair. Welcome back to the 15th Club on KLBJ, live from Dirty Martin's End Zone Club to follow. We are watching NBA basketball, Longhorn baseball on, Texas football on this afternoon here at Dirty's. Scottie Scheffler leads again, minus 16 at the Harbortown Golf League, see RBC Heritage. 63 times. Champions Tour is in Dallas playing at a tournament there, Celebrity Pro Tournament. Thomas Bjorn of Denmark is a leader, among others. Wes Short of Austin playing, Justin Leonard playing in that tournament. So Harrison Frazier playing, so a lot of Longhorn flair in that one.
What celebrities?
Tony Romo, John Smoltz was playing in it, Emmett Smith was playing in it. There were some wrestlers in it.
Annika.
Annika was in it. Annika Sorenstam.
Annika's playing.
She's playing in it, yeah.
She's a member at Augusta National now, by the way. She was wearing a green jacket.
I saw her wearing that green jacket.
Yeah.
I did see her wearing that green jacket. Looks awful spiffy in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot of female members there now, actually.
Yeah. Was Condi Rice was the first female member?
She may have been the second, but yeah. She was among the first,
right?
For sure.
Right. Mark was in Augusta last week, Scotty at Augusta last week as well. They're playing the RBC this week. And other golf news, the Texas women's golf team victorious today at the final Big 12 championship. They won by 11 shots, led by Farrah O'Keefe and Lauren Kim. Longhorns finished at minus one. They won by 12 over Iowa State and Kansas State. And Mark, not a really strong Big 12 this year because no Oklahoma State in the top three or four, no Oklahoma, no Baylor. It really has not been a great year for women's golf in the Big 12.
Well, the Big 12 was a little down this year, that's correct. And some of those teams that came in, Cincinnati, not very strong. West Virginia didn't even field a team this year.
Wow.
I'd have to check that. Maybe they haven't for a while. So there are only 13 teams, but the bottom two or three were a little weak this year. And I mean, let's just face it, Texas is ranked right around 10th, and the next highest ranked teams in the kind of mid 20s, and then everybody else is 30s and 40s. So they did their job. They need to go over there and take care of business, which they did.
And next on to the regional championship, and then hopefully on to La Costa and the national tournament.
Yeah, that regional site selection show will be on the Golf Channel. I don't know the exact time, but it's next Wednesday. So everyone will have completed their conference championships and whatever else. What other tournaments might be on the calendar have to be done by next Wednesday, and they'll announce.
I broadcast the American Athletic Conference tournament earlier this week on ESPN Plus, and SMU came from 11 down to win. SMU has a young lady who played for Texas last year. Odwin is her name, the player from Barbados.
Emily.
Emily,
yeah.
Shot a 69 the final day, but SMU looked very, very good. Tomorrow I'm doing the men's tournament, the American Athletic Conference men's tournament, on ESPN Plus.
So how do we find that? We go to ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus. How do you do that, Ben? You know how to do that.
ESPN Plus.
ESPN
just
Plus.
Just stream it.
Just stream it on ESPN
stream it,
Plus.
And you're going to be the voice of it.
8:55 by with your friend Lincoln Rose.
Great.
Who does a lot of things. We'll be at a studio on 51st Street across the street from Home Slice, the tournament Home Slice. The tournament is at the Pelleton Club outside Tampa. That is an interesting place. It was started in 1897 as a hotel and a six-hole golf course for people who wintered from the north. Donald Ross built the course there in 1925. It became a municipal course. And in 2014, a family bought it, and now they've spiffied it up big time. Your friend Fred Ridley, Scotty and Mark, is a member there. They brought in the white sand as they have in Augusta, so it's a really, really beautiful layout. And the guy that works with Tiger, help me out.
Well, Bo Welling.
Bo Welling is the guy that sort of recreated or re-envisioned the Donald Ross course. So it'll be fun tomorrow morning, yeah.
Yeah, Bo's doing a course here in Austin, the Travis Club.
Oh, he's doing the Travis Club.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the Jimmy Terry project?
That's Jimmy Terry, yeah. Yeah. Kel Devlin's out there as well.
Okay. So. Beautiful. Yeah. As we look at golf, Mark, Scottie Scheffler is on a roll of rolls. Besides Tiger, who do you compare this role to? Did Duval have a role like this during the day? Did the Great White Shark? Who's had roles like this?
Well, Greg Norman had a pretty good run over the course of a few years, but yeah, I don't know if he had an intensive one like this.
You know, 5 or 6 years. I mean, he held the number one ranking for 331 weeks.
Want to hear a crazy stat? So, from 2007 to start of 2008, in 8 starts, he went win-win, tied for second, win-win-win.
Who was that?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods did.
And Scotty is not going to do just that, but he's on his way to being kind of a stretch.
He won the Palmer. He won the Players. He could have won Houston, could have gone to a playoff, missed a 5-foot putt, then wins Augusta. So
yeah, I mean, Vijay Singh had a
he
run
won,
there.
He won 9 one year.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Vijay Singh won 9 times?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How soon we forget.
Yeah,
and he is somewhat under the radar of great players of all time.
In fact, he's having a lot of trouble with one of his ankles, and he actually may be having potential career-ending ankle surgery.
Wow.
Pretty soon.
And Bill Rogers won 7 one year worldwide. I mean, had a really intensive, great year in 81.
VJs were PGA Tour events, for real.
Is he not recognized because of his surly, sometimes, disposition?
He's not surly.
Oh, he's surly. He growled at me one time at Augusta. I asked him for an interview. He growled at me. You play with a lot. Nice man, though, huh?
I've played a lot with him. Yeah, VJ's he's an interesting guy. I love him. He's tough. He's worked his butt off to get everything he's gotten. Yeah, he's had some controversial events in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's paid the price for most of them and moved on. He's pretty legendary.
How close is Bernhard Langer from coming back and playing? Did y'all see him in Augusta?
I think a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I think weeks. He was actually hitting balls at Augusta. We saw him on the range one day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was walking.
He can do that?
He wasn't swinging. Walking with a limp, though.
No, but he was swinging pretty gingerly, I will say. And he's had a few birthdays, so it's going to be a little slower than it was 10 years ago.
See, 65 now, 66, something like that?
Yeah, at least.
He
doesn't look 65.
No, and he doesn't play like a 65. Don't play like a 65-year-old.
He looks about 75.
No, that German, he is taking care of himself.
Yeah.
He's a little machine.
He is a little machine.
Yeah. And maybe next year will be his last Masters. It was supposed to be this year.
You're going to talk to the Cootie Boys. They're doing well.
Okay.
We'll
talk about the Cootie Boys. We've got to take a break for news. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers, Mark Brooks, and Ben Clements. Sports Saturday on KLBJ Radio. Longhorn faithful here at Dirty Martin celebrating the Longhorns' orange victory over the white victory. Also, college baseball and NBA basketball and all the great food and drink here at Dirty Martin's place. We'll be back after the news on KLBJ.
This is Jeff Shackelford, and you're listening to the 15th Club on KLBJ with Scotty Sayers and Ed Clements.
Thank you so much, Jeff Shackelford, one of the great friends of the 15th Club. Welcome back to the show. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers, former PGA champion Mark Brooks, and Ben Clements. Our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank with assistance from the Munich Conservancy, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Salt Lake Barbecue in Driftwood and Round Rock, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and by Adele Golf. We are at our home away from home, Dirty Martin's Place, where a raucous crowd has watched the Longhorns win today earlier. The Orange defeated the White 35-34 at the stadium. A special treat this afternoon with us now on the 15th Club Live Liners, our great friend Vern Lundquist of CBS Sports, who has recently returned to Austin from Augusta National and the Masters last week. Vern, welcome back to the show. First of all, from everybody here, congratulations on a wonderful tournament and a great send-off to your broadcasting career with CBS Sports at Augusta National. Job well done, friend.
Well, thank you, Ed. It got a little emotional on Sunday. I was fine until I think after Scottie Scheffler came through 16 and Jim Nance did a very, very nice, a very gracious tribute. And I got a little choked up then. But on the whole, things went well, very well.
Vern, one thing that a lot of people may not have seen because it happened early in the day on Sunday is when Tiger came over and shook your hand. That had to be kind of a surprise and a great moment for you.
It was awesome. That was the highlight of the week, really. I didn't attend his press conference on Tuesday of last week or week before last, but he had somebody asked him about my retirement. And Tiger had some very gracious things to say. And I ran into his agent, Mark Weinberg, on Tuesday afternoon. And I told Mark I wanted to say thank you and wish him the best of luck. So Mark suggested I monitor his progress on Sunday and get out there. So when he teed off 15, we jumped in the golf carts and hustled up to 16. And he was having a horrible day. Indeed, he had a horrible week after he made the cut. But I stood there. I just said, Tiger. And he looked over and came over and shook my hand. I have been asked a dozen times, well, what did you talk about? I can't remember. I don't. I have no idea. I think I was caught up in the generosity he was showing me. And it's something I'll treasure forever. And I've had about 15 different friends send me pictures of video, the video of that moment. So, yeah, it was great.
Vern, I was surprised. You told me early in the week that you'd never met Scottie Scheffler. But it happened. You got to see him and visit with him, before the first round.
Yeah, I did. The Champions Dinner. We have friends who are members of Augusta National, and we've had a Tuesday tradition of every Tuesday night. They're dear, generous friends. Their names are Bill and Lynn Griffin, and they're residents of Sea Island now, but Bill was the chairman of Oakmont in Pittsburgh. But we've done this dinner every Tuesday night, and so I waited around when the Champions Dinner, Scotty, you know, when it breaks up, many of the champions come down and greet their family. And Scotty came down, sat him in the corner for a while with his family. But I did have a chance to introduce myself and say hi. And then I relished the fact that my last call at Augusta National was a birdie by Scotty Scheffler at the 16th. That was symmetry of a remarkable, remarkable moment.
And you also, Vern, I got a message from Jack Nicklaus III, and he sent me a video that his grandmother sent of you and Nancy and the Nicklauses getting together and redoing the Yes, Sir. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen it.
I will send it to you because Jack III sent it to me, and he just loved it. His grandmother, Barbara, had sent it to him of the four of you guys.
Oh, gosh sakes. Well, you know what I loved about it, Eddie, was we were outside the trophy room. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but Jack and Barbara happened by. And like with Tiger, I'm kind of joined at the hip with Jack. And Jack said, I got an idea. Let's have some fun. And on the count of three, Jack and I, I know it was amazing. On the count of three, Jack and I said, "Yes, sir," and we raised our fists in the air. And it was so. Listen, how about the week I had? I got to meet the champion. I got to shake hands with Tiger Woods, and I got to yell "Yes, sir," with Jack Nicklaus. So it could not have gone better.
Well, you didn't talk about Friday having lunch in the grill room with Ben Crenshaw. How about that?
I did that too. Yeah. And Mr. and Mrs. Sayers joined us. And, I mean, you guys know how I feel about Ben. I mean, there's no nicer guy on the planet. So that was great. That was great too. And I got to meet Scotty Scheffler's dad, by the way. Wonderful moment there. I didn't get to meet his mom, but
well, Scotty's dad is a piece of work. You know, they came. Scotty got to Texas, got to Dallas when he was six from New Jersey, and his father sounds like he's from New Jersey still. He's a great man. I love Mr. Scheffler and his wife Diane. Lovely, lovely people. But yeah. A really, really great family. That's the thing about it. When Scotty Scheffler, I just can't tell people how nice of a young man he is. But, Vern, look what he's doing now. He's leading again at Harbortown just days after he won the National.
Oh, I didn't read. We've been out all afternoon. I didn't know that.
Yes, he is winning once again by two shots entering the final round. He's three shots ahead of Olberg. Colin Morikawa is a couple back. It's just like the leaderboard last Sunday at Augusta in a lot of ways.
Yes, holy cow. No, we've been running errands trying to get settled. And so we just got back about 15 minutes ago. I had no idea. My gosh. Well, I'd be curious how you guys feel. He's 1-2. Do you think in the privacy of his own home he's ever allowed himself to express a thought about the possibility of winning six? He's got to win four more in the next 19 years.
You know, Vern, I think knowing him, I know him a little bit, and I know his family, I don't think he's thinking about that. I think he's just going out and enjoying life and is taking it one week at a time. The young man is so grounded, Mark. I know your thoughts on that. You've been around Tiger. You played against Tiger. Is Scotty thinking about after having two wins to win four more and join Jack at six?
No.
No?
No. I think he's just thinking about having a nice evening with his family and putting it down the middle of the fairway on the first hole tomorrow. I really do. Uh-huh. I mean, I think that's how simple he is.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Vern, are you going to go back to the Masters next year as a spectator? I know it's been 40 years since you've been commentating, but when was the last time you went to the Masters just as a mere spectator like the rest of us?
I've never been there that way. Not once. No, I've always been credentialed, and I've always, you know, it's funny. We went to New York for 3 days to help celebrate Sean McManus's retirement, my boss. And by the way, I saw Mark at Augusta, and at 16. But I think what Nancy and I have in mind is let it breathe for a year, and then go back the year after. But listen, it's so ingrained in my memory bank and the wonderful experiences I've had there that I'll get the itch probably around December. And David Burson, who is replacing Sean, and I don't know if he expects a phone call from me, but he's probably going to get one. And then maybe I have a trophy room pass like my wife does. Have I ever told you that story?
No.
Oh, about 3 years ago, we were lined up to go into the pro shop to get our little souvenirs. And so Nancy has a credential that says trophy room on it. And she, the security guy, scanned her badge, said, "Ma'am, you're fine." She went in. He scanned my badge, which is TV and radio. He said, "Sir, you're not allowed." And I said, "But, sir, I've been here, you know, for 35 years. He said, Doesn't matter to me. You're not allowed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Well, and I kind of get it. As a matter of fact, I really do get it. The pro shop became so overcrowded that you couldn't move a muscle in there. And it was that was the reason for it. And it makes sense.
Ed knows the feeling. He's been banned from the pro shop.
I know the feeling. I've been banned from the pro shop, Vern. I have been, and I was banned from everything this year. I didn't get my credential that I hope I'll get it next year, but it's such a special place. And I know that you talked about this with us at our Headliners Club event. It is the best run golf tournament of them all. Do you still believe that?
Yes. On the most beautiful golf course in captivity. And I get asked a lot about compare Pebble Beach and Augusta National, and I've had a chance to broadcast from both, and I think Pebble is a glorious piece of property, but in my mind, Augusta National, it is A, the best run golf tournament in the world, and B, on the most beautiful golf course in the world.
You know, you supposedly ended your career last Sunday at Augusta. I have learned that they're looking for a new play-by-play man for Austin High football, and I'll be happy to be your color man, and also the Firecracker tournament at Muni. We could set up there on 17 or 16, the Hogan Hole, and we could do commentary there, partner. What do you think about that?
I'm your guy.
There you go.
Sign me up. I'm your guy. Absolutely.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
Ed and Vern.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. That would be my first introduction to Facebook.
See?
Okay.
You know me. I mean, I can't even turn my cell phone on.
New Horizons, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got an extra seat here at the 15th Club anytime you want to drop by.
Vern, now that you've called your last Masters, what are you going to miss most of being a credentialed media member in 40 years? What's going to be the one thing you miss most?
Oh, gosh. Friendships. Friendships. And that goes from security guards, honest to God. The fella who works at the main tower at 16. I managed to get out to a flanker tower on Saturday and Sunday. But the guy from he's a fellow from Boston, and he takes with a stereotypical Boston accent, like Scotty's dad, New Jersey accent. But Bill is his name, and he told me a year ago. Nancy and I got in the car and went out there. I thought, hey, I can do that. It's slanted now, but CBS said no. You're not doing that. We'll allow you to be in a flanker tower. It was 20 steps as opposed to 6. And this is all because of two back surgeries I had. But Bill said to me 2 years ago, I'll tell you what, little buddy, if you get back up here, you ain't gonna fall down because I'm coming up there right behind you. And But fellows like that, whom I've gotten to know, crossing guards, for heaven's sake.
Vern, let me interrupt you. I had a friend named Art Acheson who works for Southwest Airlines, who's now for about the last 4 years has been one of the crossing guards. And I don't know if you remember this, he messaged me and said, I just saw my hero, Vern Lundquist, and he took his hat off and put it over his chest. Do you remember that when you were there?
I do.
Yeah, that was my friend Art. Yeah. He's one of the guys at Southwest Airlines, and he said, I got to signal to Mr. Lundquist, and he watched you when you were at WFAA. So your tentacles run deep around the country, Kimo Sabe.
I've been blessed, guys. I mean, I started in this business in 1963 when this fellow named Cactus Fryer said, okay, I think you might work out. And now it's a Fox studio, but it was CBS for years until CBS lost the NFL in 94. But we're having dinner tomorrow night with Neil and Connie Spills.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Gary and Jane Pickle. They were both the Jan Pickle. They were both on the crew with me in 63, and then Sue Mellers from the Headline Club.
Yeah.
And We're just, I can't wait. Neil has just turned 88 a couple days ago.
Such a great guy. Hey, Vern, we got to take a break. Thank you for being with us. Can't wait to see you and Nancy again. Loved our Headliners Club event a few weeks ago, but I loved even more your broadcast at Augusta this past week. Superb work, my friend. Talk to you soon. Our best to Nancy, and we'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Scotty, Mark, and Ben. Appreciate all of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Vern,
thank
for
you,
coming
Vern.
On. I mean, it's great when you can pick up the phone and talk to
it?
A legend. It's,
love it.
It's great.
Love
thanks,
it.
Vern.
Bye-bye, Vern. See
Vern.
You soon. Bye-bye now. We'll be
see
back.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be back from Dirty Martin's place on the 15th Club right after this timeout.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit.
This is Billy Claggett. You're listening to the 15th Club with Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers on KLBJ.
We're back on the 15th Club from Dirty Martin's place. It's a full house here, and brought to you by ABC Bank, our lead sponsor for the last 8 years. My grandson, Bo Bernstein, just walked in.
Hey,
he
Bo.
He threw two touchdown passes today, had an interception and a sack.
Out of way, Bo. Man.
Playing at Weah.
Man. Athletically charmed just like your grandfather there.
Yeah,
man,
he's a little
better
than I was at his age. But one thing I also want to mention, Ed, our friend Peter Barber passed away earlier this month, and Peter was an important part of our Muni Conservancy effort for so many years. He led the board of directors from 2008 until 2018, and we'll miss him. It was a great celebration of life today. Old Austin.
Yeah.
A lot of old Austinites, people that love Muni and people that love Peter. So anyway, want to remember
very
him.
Very talented guy.
Yeah, he was. Played Little League Baseball with Ben Crenshaw, Charlie. We saw Charlie today, and Jerry Bell, and a lot of people we still are
That's
around.
Great. That
yeah.
is great.
So let's talk about men's golf at UT.
Yeah, the men's golf team had a pretty good week. They were at the Western Intercollegiate at Pasea Tiempo out in Santa Cruz. They finished sixth. Highlight of the week, Mark Brooks, helped me out, I think, was Tommy Morrison shot a 4-under par 66. On a very, very tough layout. They've renovated that. They've toughened it up. They've flipped the nines. Ben Clements and I got to play there a couple years ago. It's a magnificent place. Your thoughts on Paso Tiempo and the Longhorns on the West Coast?
Well, it's a cool old Alistair McKenzie that's luckily survived. They've got a lot of aerials, a lot of photos. They've gone back and tried to, you know, recreate a lot of stuff that was there that they'd lost over the years. I mean, right now it's a little funky because it's got nine holes that are still Poana and nine holes that are really a new bent strain.
Wow.
So they putted quite a little bit different. They did flip the nines. The nine they're using as the back nine now is a real, let's call it, exciting finish. It's got a short par three, a drivable par four, and then a reachable par five to finish. But the guys got off to a slow start last week. Didn't have a very good first round at all. And in fact, I think Tommy shot like 75 the first day. Then he went 67, 66. And kind of had a shot at it with the last two or three holes. He did birdie the last hole, but he missed a little 4 or 5 footer on 17 to kind of put the heat on. End up tied for fourth, but only two shots off the lead. They're in pretty good shape. I mean, they got three or four guys that are really, starting to go the right direction. And they start with 36 holes at Whispering Pines over in north of Houston in Trinity, Texas. They'll play 36 Monday, 18 Tuesday, and 18 Wednesday.
The Big 12 Championship.
That's the Big 12 Championship.
Biggest competition. We got about a minute left before on this segment. Baylor?
No.
Oklahoma
it's
State?
Same old guys. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. You know, somebody will come out of the woodwork. We're probably favored, slight favorite. I'm going to go with that. We're a slight favorite.
Okay, we got to take a break. Stick around, fellas. The End Zone Club is next. We're going to talk not only more golf, but a lot of football and a lot of football news we learned today about kickoff times for the Longhorns and much, much more. This has been the 15th Club. Stay tuned next for the End Zone Club. Ed, Scotty, Mark, and Ben live from Dirty Martin's here on KLBJ back after the news.